Hey folks, Andrew Lister here from the Shadowvane podcast. I just want to start with a huge thank you. Our download numbers for September have been absolutely through the roof, and I want to give a very special shout out to the Black Tapes podcast. One of the fans on Reddit, Eros, gave our podcast a shout out, and I just wanted to extend a thank you and tell you all to check out the Black Tapes podcast. It is another amazing podcast. Next, I want to mention that we are still collecting questions for our fan mail episode. Make sure to get those in as soon as possible. We'll be closing off submissions in the next couple weeks. If you send in your questions for the fan mail episode before the deadline, your name will go into a drawing for some free Shadowvane merchandise. Send all your questions about the show, questions for me or the voice actors, or just any silliness that you want to hear on the air, to shadowvanecast@gmail.com. Also, speaking of coming to a close, Progenics Labs is coming to a close within the next few weeks as well. Episode 14, our final episode, will be airing sometime in October. It's been a long road for us and for Progenics Labs, but it's time to move on to other things. And you may not trust in Progenics Medical, but trust me, this final episode will be worth the wait. And speaking of October, October was the month that we began the Shadowvane podcast, and I want to give back to the fans by launching yet another contest. Since our last writing contest had a good turnout, we're going to do another one. Yes, we're going to do a short fiction contest. We're looking for pieces of short fiction of 1,000 words or less, so quite a bit shorter than the last stories that we presented here on the show. Submit your stories of horror, science fiction, and suspense today. The contest will go on until Halloween, so you have until October 31st to get in your entries. All right, I promised a bonus episode, so without further ado, bring on the creepy voice.
Welcome to the Shadowvane podcast. Tonight, a look at what could have been.
What you're about to hear are audition files for Progenics Labs. We've got two different voice actors, Curtis Jackson, who plays Elijah, as well as Michael Denley, who plays Christopher Douglas. It's kind of interesting to listen to some of their takes on different characters. After that, we've got a few unmodified voice files. So if you've ever wondered what characters like Cure or Bellatrix sound like before some of the audio magic, then wonder no more. And then finally, I've tossed on a few bloopers. Most of them come from one character, because a lot of my voice actors like to cut some of that stuff out. But I've combed through and found some kind of funny stuff. So please enjoy.
Scene 3, Bellatrix. Jeremiah Roberts, I will not leave you be until you see the truth. He is coming for you right now. He will be in the very medical lab in which you are working in under 5 minutes. You must make your decision now and forever change the course of history. Turn away now if you must, but you will have to live with the consequences. Open your eyes, Jeremiah. Open your mind to the truth.
Jeremiah Roberts, Scene 1.
I wouldn't quite go that far. I'm fresh out of college and starting as a research assistant. It's not like they're going to entrust me with this project. If anything, they'll put me in charge of recording information and sorting through tons of paperwork. It sounds like the clinical trials are going to happen across the globe, and they already employ hundreds of thousands of medical professionals, many of whom probably have more experience working with influenza than I do. You won't be hearing my name in the news anytime soon. I'm no Yvette Hartman. I forgot to introduce myself. My name's Jeremiah Roberts. Sorry about all the nervous energy. I've only worked with professors at Harvard in their medical labs, and I never really believed I'd have an opportunity like this one. I know it sounds stupid, but I even searched all over the place last night for my lucky socks. Wow, I must really sound like an idiot right now. Whenever I get nervous, I just can't seem to shut up.
Michael Denley, Elijah Watson. Good morning, everyone. My name is Elijah Watson. and I'm one of the lead researchers here at the Boston branch of Progenics Laboratories. I first want to congratulate you all on your recent hiring. I'm sure your future here will be quite the adventure and, more importantly, a worthwhile experience as you take part in the molding of a brand new history for mankind. Today I'm going to explain some of the building and some of its many laboratories and hopefully answer any questions you have. At the end of our tour, I'll announce the specifics of your job. And just so you know, one of you will be joining my special team that will be the main researchers on the breakthrough cure for influenza. Excellent. Schedule a blood test exactly 48 hours after our procedure. Be sure to test how the injected strains of the virus are cultivating. What's next on our agenda today? L257 or KO10? Have her brought in as is. I've dealt with her kind before and have a few tricks for dealing with their tricky immune system. I can see the fear in your eyes. I can feel your suffering. Don't worry. You're in safe hands. If my theory holds true, you soon will be cured of the disease. Of course, you may feel quite a bit worse following the next injection, but consider your role amidst the grand picture. You're serving a higher purpose and bring so much peace and health to the world. Now, you'll just feel a small prick of pain once again. That's it. That's a good girl.
Good evening, Dr. Roberts. I apologize for the rather sudden awakening. I suffered a minor malfunction and lost contact with your workstation. When systems return to normal, I find you in a state of heavy slumber. I have calculated with an 89.5% certainty that the stress of your current position has left you in a fatigued state. After monitoring your vitals, I have allowed enough time for a nominal rest period. That is hard to estimate. I lost contact with your room at 1646 Eastern Standard Time, and I regained access at 1731. After measuring your brainwave patterns, I allowed for an additional 45 minutes of rest. Dr. Watson has requested you personally. He wanted me to tell you that your presence is of the utmost importance. Please make yourself comfortable. Dr. Watson is finishing up his preliminary medical evaluation on C479 and should arrive shortly. A general scan of your vitals indicates an increase in heart rate and perspiration level. Are you nervous, Dr. Roberts? It is for your own safety. Through your EVIS device, I am able to constantly monitor your vital signs and other essential data. If you are ready to begin, Dr. Watson has asked that I brief you on today's objectives.
The only way to relinquish the stranglehold Progenics has on this world is to ingratiate yourself to them. They must be able to trust in you, Jeremiah. Follow their orders no matter how depraved. No matter how much it turns your insides. If they do not find any use in you, they will eliminate you. Play their game for now, and I will speak to you again when the time is right. My child must suffer no longer. You must end his suffering, Jeremiah. Do not allow Progenics to torture my son any longer. You must destroy him, Jeremiah. Trust me! I am the only true savior of your world from the devious plans of Progenics. You must end it now! Time to start talking like Bellatrix.
We ready?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
That's supposed to be a little raspy anyway, so.
Yes, yes it is.
Can you hear me in the background?
The only way to relinquish the stranglehold... Nope, I don't like that. The only way to relinquish... One more time. The only way to relinquish the stranglehold Progenics has on this world is to ingratiate your... Ingratiate?
We'll be back with the weather after these commercial breaks. Breakdown! We reached out to Progenics for comment and received the following response from their head of PR, Yvette Hartman.
We would like to thank everyone for the desire to be part of...
Oh, I'm sorry, that's nowhere near. We would like to thank everyone for their desire to be part of our clinical trials for influenza. We share all of your enthusiasm. That's my Yvette Hartman impersonation right there. Yeah. Totally go for that, Andrew. I'm leaving that in there. You heard it here, folks. Fuck. You heard it here first, folks. Progenics Medical once again provides world-changing news in the form of a future cure for influenza. We have not had such an amazing medical breakthrough in disease control. We have not had such a medical amazing medical. God damn you!
He speaks of one of my children, Jeremiah. He has tortured him for several.
Hey, you heard it here first, folks. Progenics Medical once again provides world-changing news in the form of a future cure for influenza. We have not heard of such amazing medical breakthroughs in disease control since the eradication of the smallpox virus in the 1980s and the polio virus in 2015, as well as the cure for lupus in 2018. Even though I'm not actually in the room, I can feel the buzz of anticipation and excitement. We will be reporting more on this breakthrough in the coming hours, days, and beyond. For now, let's turn to Dr. Regina Jones for a closer analysis of what we just heard. Wasn't it amazing?
To top it off, the amount of time and budget spent on this project alone must have been astronomical. I'm sorry, Ms. Hartman. I have to interrupt you really quick. We do have breaking news. It looks like the Progenics Medical interview will have to stop just for one moment because I've just received an announcement that, in fact, the Shadow Vein Podcast's Patreon campaign has just gone live. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you must go to Patreon right now. Look up Shadow Vein Podcast and give all your money because this is a project that I swear to God, if it does not follow through, I will kill someone. And I'm going to have sex with Miss Hartman right here on live television. That's right, Yvette. The world must know our torrid love affair. Thank you for your time, Miss Hartman. I know you have other engagements to get to, like our engagement. That's right, Miss Hartman. Yvette Hartman, will you marry me? No? Damn it!
Thank you, Jeremiah. Soon, we both shall make them burn.
I got the chilies. That was good.
Knowing the enormity of Progenics' operations and its commitment to purging mankind of its ailments, I can't begin to imagine what you all have gone through to reach even the current Now that we are off the air...
Miss Hartman, this was an absolute pleasure. Oh, my.